Let us pray. Truly, O God, all thy work shall praise thee. And we, as the works of thy hands, give thee praise today. Truly, thy saints shall bless thee. And as thy saints, we do bless your holy name today. For we know that your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, that your government is without end, that you will and do reign forever and ever. We bring our tithes and offerings this morning, O God. All he wanted was a little spot of cold water on the end of a man's finger. Happiness does not consist of the wealth or the possessions or the things of this world that a man can accumulate. In the 33rd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, and let's just look at some of these scriptures today. I think it will help us. It seems in looking these scriptures over this week, it seems in some ways that they're only loosely connected, but I believe the Lord is going to connect them for us as we minister this morning more carefully. Deuteronomy chapter 23, or 33 rather, chapter 33, verse 29. Now, if you have a Bible, get this verse. If you don't have one, look on with somebody. This is important. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? Thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. Moses said, happy art thou, who is a people saved by the Lord. There is only one way to happiness in this life or the next, and that is knowing Jesus Christ and being saved. If you're not saved, I don't care what else you are, you're not going to be happy. You may have a few fleeting moments of satisfaction in this life, but you will never truly find true happiness. What the world calls happiness is not happiness at all. Happiness is knowing Jesus Christ. Happiness is being saved by the power of God and having the Lord Jesus as your shield. That's the only happiness that a person ever will have. Now, I can tell you that not only because the Word of God says so, but because I know it in my own life. When I found Jesus Christ as my Savior, I met happiness. I met Him. I've never been so happy in all of my life. And that happiness, that joy, that peace, that assurance is not found in things, in possessions, or in other people. It is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of the world's people say, I would be so happy if only I could find the right husband. I'd be so happy if I could only find the right wife. I'd be so happy if I could just have a child. I'd be so happy if I could have another child. I'd be so happy if I didn't have any children. The Holy Spirit of God wants you to know this morning that whether you have children, have not children, have multiple, have just one, that is not the secret of happiness. The secret of happiness is having the Lord Jesus Christ. And when a person wishes you Happy New Year, if they do not wish you happiness in the Lord Jesus, they're not wishing you true happiness. That may very well be because they don't know. But I want you, when you wish a person Happy New Year, I want you to know that unless you wish them a Happy New Year in Jesus, that you're not wishing them happiness. If you wish happiness in the way of the world, there's no happiness in that. I praise God I didn't have to be 70 years old to find it. I praise the Lord that I found it when I was before I was 40. I praise God for these little ones that are seated in the congregation today that know Jesus Christ in their heart. They have happiness already on the inside of them. God's their shield. He's their protector. He's their provider. He's their deliverer. And He will be unto them happiness. Over in the fourth chapter of the book of Romans, look at this. Romans chapter 4. I'm going to show you something this morning that you maybe have not seen before. The word happy, as it's used in the scripture, literally means to be supremely blessed. To be happy means to be supremely blessed. And the word that is translated in the Old and the New Testament both, blessed, when it has reference to an individual in the context that we're describing it today, is the same word, blessed and happy, is the same Greek word, and it's the same Hebrew word. When you read in your scripture, blessed is he, you can read also, happy is he. The word blessed and the word happy are exactly the same words in the original language. So when you read blessed, in the King James now, when you read blessed, you can read also happy. It's the same word. It's the same word just translated into two different English words, but it's the same Greek word. Verse number 7, Romans 4. Saying, blessed or happy are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed or happy is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. No matter how much of the world's goods you hold in your possession, no matter how nice your life is in accordance with the world's ideas, if your sins have not been covered or washed away by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, if your iniquities are still upon you, you will never have happiness. The scripture says, happy is the man whose iniquities or whose sin is forgiven. Now, if you are an unhappy person and you're in the service today, and you say, isn't this an interesting New Year's message about happiness? I am so unhappy. I'm so miserable. My life is a wreck. Everything I've tried is a mess. I've never been so unhappy all my life. I don't see any way out. This is the way. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. And you will never find happiness without having your sins forgiven, without having your iniquities removed from you. And in Christ Jesus, you can have that. And you can have it today. Now you can continue to languish in your misery and continue to languish in your unhappiness, or you can release that by the power of God and receive His happiness. That's where happy is. That's where happy is. Happy is in forgiveness, having your sins forgiven, and in being saved by the power of God. That is happy. And your unhappiness can be turned to happiness by the power of God in the new birth. We sing the song. We like to sing it so much out of the 30th Psalm. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. I used to be mourning and sorrowful and crying, but Thou hast turned my mourning into dancing. Now I dance and rejoice with great joy because my iniquities are forgiven. I've been saved by the power of God. Happiness lives in me. It's my birthright now. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Thou hast put off my mourning clothes, has taken the black outfit of unhappiness off me, and has girded me or clothed me in gladness. We sing the song, Thou hast made me glad. Thou hast made me glad. Hallelujah. Thou hast made me glad. Blessed is the man, happy is the man, to whom the Lord will not impute sin. All right, now let me show you something else in the Psalms again. Out of the 128th, about happiness, Now, we're going to look at about four verses here. These are good. Well, it's all good, but these are, could you say gooder? I mean, is that all right? Could you say that? Do we have any English teachers in the congregation this morning? Well, good. I guess we can slip by on that one, can't we? Yeah? Okay. Psalm 128, verse 1. Blessed, what did we say blessed meant? Happy. Happy is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Happy is everyone that feareth the Lord, that has reverence for God, that honoreth him in all that he does, and point number two, and this is the one I want us to see this morning, that walketh in all of his ways. There is a blessed happiness in obeying the commandments of God. There's a happiness in obeying God's commandments. Now, let me show you an example of unhappiness from not obeying God's commandments, all right? Turn to the 10th chapter of the book of Mark. And this is so sad because so many in the world today, even within the Christian church, feel that it's a great burden to obey the commandments of God. When you begin talking about living a life for Jesus Christ, when you begin to discuss what it means to obey God, to be in obedience to Him, they begin to say, what an unhappy, miserable existence it would be to be in obedience to the Word of God. Man, that'd be an awful kind of a life. How many times have you heard a person say, I wouldn't want to become a Christian because I'd have to give up all my fun? Well, I want you to know that if you truly ever become a Christian, if you truly ever take Jesus Christ in your life, you've never had so much fun. You've never had so much fun. The things that you used to think were fun, you will be amazed at yourself that you used to enjoy those things. And the things that you used to think were fruity, were square, and were way out of sync with anybody who had any intelligence, you will just enjoy doing them. Now, all I can say to you is that's the truth. I mean, that's the way it is. Now, you may not understand it, but that's the way it is. I have never had so much fun in all my life since I came to meet Jesus Christ. I mean, it's fun. It's enjoyable. Filled with joy unspeakable, Paul says. To do God's commandments, you see, is to your benefit, not to your harm. All right, let's see here in Mark chapter 10. Now, when we begin to read this story, you're going to get this real familiar one to you. Verse 17, and when he was gone forth into the way, that is Jesus, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these things I have observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. I think this is one of my favorite verses, just that right there. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. And said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me. All right. This rich young ruler came to Jesus and said, I want to have eternal life. What do I have to do? Jesus said, obey the commandments of God. He says, I've done all that ever since I was a tiny boy. He said, one thing yet you lack. You have put your trust in the riches of this world. Now, don't misunderstand me. Those of you that know me know that have heard me preach over any period of time, know that I preach the prosperity of God. The scripture says that God is delighted in the prosperity of his servants, and it does not behoove a child of God to be in poverty. That is not part of our inheritance. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. He meets all of our needs by his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And when I got saved, I didn't sell my Cadillac. I sold my Buick and got a Cadillac. See? God doesn't want you poor. He doesn't want you poor. He wants you prosperous in every area of your life. 3 John verse 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that ye prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. And it's a perversion of God's truth for people to believe that God wants them to be poor. Jesus was not trying to make the man poor. Jesus was only trying to get him to take his trust out of his riches and put it in him. Sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come take up the cross and follow me. Now I want you to read the next verse. And he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. The man was sad and he was grieved. Why? Because he would not do the will of God. Because he would not obey the commandments of God. Happiness? No. He had all the world's possessions. The scripture says that he had great possessions. But Mark records that he went away sad and grieved in spite of his possessions because he refused to do the word of God. He refused to obey God. Happiness, happy is the man that feareth God and walketh in his ways. Luke, the 11th chapter, the 28th verse. But he that is Jesus said, Yea, rather blessed or happy are they that hear the word of God and keep it. John, in the 13th chapter, the 17th verse, said, If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Proverbs 29, verse 18 says, Happy is the man that keepeth the law. There is a happiness. I can't explain it. All I can do is declare it. It's the truth. As many of you as know that this is the truth, that happy is the man that keepeth the word of God, just say amen. 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 Now there, you see, the scripture says, out of the mouth of two or more witnesses shall a thing be established. It's just been established out of the mouth of about 100. It's the truth. Happy is the man that keeps the word of God. Now, the first thing that's important that he do is to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Get his sins forgiven. Then obey the balance of God's word. All right, let me just show you a couple of other things in the time we have remaining about happiness and what it is. Luke, the first chapter in the 45th verse. Now, this will surprise some folks to see this quite this way. What God says about happiness. Remember what we said, that happy and blessed are the same words. When Mary had been spoken to by the angel Gabriel about the conception in her womb of the baby, the holy child Jesus, verse 45 said, And blessed or happy is she that believed. Why is she happy? Because there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Now hold your finger there and turn to the 20th chapter of the book of John. This is Jesus now talking to Thomas, the doubter. Verse 29. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Now listen carefully. Blessed or happy are they that have not seen and yet have believed. God's word promises that if you will walk in faith, if you will be a believer without having physical evidence, that you will be happy, that you will be blessed. Why? Because as the angel told Mary, for there shall be a performance of that thing which was spoken unto her. The walk in faith is a happy walk. It's a faith walk. Now people will say you're crazy. They'll say you're crazy believing something that you don't see. How can you believe in Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Have you ever seen him? No, I've never seen him. Some of you have, but I've never seen him. How can you believe in a man that you've never seen? How can you believe in healing in your body when you're still sick? How can you believe when you're going to walk when you still have a crutch? How are you going to believe that you're going to live when the doctors say you're going to die? How do you believe you're going to be able to pay your bill when there's no money available? The Word of God said, blessed are they which believe and have not seen. There's a happiness in walking by faith with the Lord Jesus Christ. By believing not only in Him, but in His Word. And I believe that all of God's Word, and there are many other promises in the Word of God. In the book of Job, in the 5th chapter, the 17th verse, it says, happy is he whom the Lord correcteth. Happy is he whom the Lord correcteth. In Acts, the 20th chapter, the 35th verse, it says, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. All through the Word of God, we're instructed in blessedness and in happiness. Jesus said in the 5th chapter of Matthew, blessed are they that are poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the meek. Happy are those that are in line with the Word of God. Happy are they. But I think we can put it all together in one verse of Scripture. And it's in the book of Proverbs, in the 16th chapter. Let's read first the 25th verse. There is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Those ways that seem right to the world round about us, the end of those things are death. But in the 20th verse, Solomon said, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. If you put your trust in God, if you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, really and truly put your trust in Him, the Word of God promises to you that you will be happy. That's where happiness is. A happy new year to me means trusting completely and fully in every area of my life in the Lord. Because I know that whatever befalls me, as I trust in the Lord, everything that happens to me works together for my good. I know that everything that God does in my life is meant for my benefit. I know that when I'm trusting in Him, there's no more striving in me. There's no more frustration in me. There's no more worry in me. There's no more concern in me. There's no more doubt in me when I trust in the Lord. He that trusteth in the Lord, Solomon said, happy is he. And I guess if I would say anything to you this morning concerning this new year, I don't know what the new year of 1979 holds. All I know is that it holds for me and it holds for you blessed happiness insofar as we put our trust in Him. Now that's the promise out of God's Word. It does not matter whether the economists say there's a recession coming. It doesn't matter whether the politicians think there's going to be war in the Middle East. It doesn't matter whether the crops are not going to grow next year and there's not going to be enough wheat to feed us. It doesn't matter that in our schools we're teaching our children pornography. It doesn't matter, as the old saw said, that the world is going to hell in a handbasket. I tell you what matters. That you and I put our trust in the Lord. He will never fail you nor forsake you. He will never leave you desolate. The Scripture says that he that hideth in the shadow of the Almighty God, There may be 1,000 fall on the one side and 10,000 fall on the other, but it shall not come near you. I want you to know that if there's famine in the land tomorrow, God's people will have enough to eat. God's people will have... Did you hear what I said? God's people will have enough to eat. Either that or God's word's a liar. Either that or this isn't true. David said, I've been a young man and I've been old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen God's people forsaken. I've never seen them out begging for food. He that trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Happy is he. I urge you this morning and exhort you this morning, any area in your life that you may have unhappiness in, or frustration in, or worry in, or concern in, put your trust in the Lord for that. Put your trust in the Lord. He is not only willing, but able to satisfy the desire of every living thing. That includes you, and that includes me. Trust in the Lord, and be happy. Let us pray. Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you, our Father, that happiness is part of our inheritance. We thank you this morning, Father, that your wish for us today, the wish of God for his people, is Happy New Year. Have a happy new year, you're saying to your people. Have a happy new year, you're saying to all of the world. Have a happy new year by trusting in the Lord. Have a happy new year by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior. Have a happy new year by having your iniquities forgiven. Have a happy new year by doing the will and the word of God. Live in God's happiness. Walk in the blessedness that is of God. Father, we thank you this morning that you have provided that happiness. You have provided that blessedness. And it rests only upon us to just appropriate it, to receive it, to take it to ourselves. And we acknowledge this morning, Father, that if we remain in our unhappiness, it is only because we've chosen to do so. For you have shown us the way to be delivered out of it through Jesus Christ our Lord. While your eyes are closed and your heads are bowed, I'm going to ask you, are there those here today that are unhappy? Are there those here today that do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Is there anyone here today that has not had his iniquities forgiven, that has not put his trust in God, in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation? Is there anybody here like that today, and you want to resolve that? If you desire God to give you happiness in place of unhappiness, if you're unsaved today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, would you just raise your hand if you'd like to receive Jesus Christ? He is the way and the truth and the life. The scripture says, no man cometh unto the Father but by him. If you're here today and you're not in Christ Jesus, then you're in sin. God provides you a way out. I exhort you to receive it today. Is there anyone who desires to receive Jesus today? All right, let me ask you this. Are there those here today that are bound in any area of their life that need to, just by some action, say, I'm going to put my trust in the Lord for this specific thing? I'm going to put my trust in the Lord for my financial needs. I'm going to put my trust in the Lord for my physical needs. I'm going to put my trust in the Lord for my family. I'm going to put my trust in the Lord for the future. I'm going to put my trust in the Lord for my job. If that's you, just raise your hand. Yes. God sees your hand. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, Father, as our hands are raised, we claim your promises, the promises from your holy word, that as we put our trust in you, that we'll be happy. We believe that and act upon it right now, Father, by casting the care of this thing over on you. We'll no longer carry it anymore. We forbid Satan to bind heavy burdens any longer upon us. We resist and reject his works in Jesus' name. And we put our trust for these situations in you. Now we receive your blessedness. We receive your happiness. And we give you thanks for it, Father, in Jesus. Just begin to thank the Lord. Just thank him for it. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you in Jesus' name. Now, our Father, we thank you for your promises for the coming year. We know that you are able to keep that which is committed unto you. And as we are committed unto you and have committed our circumstances unto you, we acknowledge that you're able to keep them, that you will provide when there seemeth to be no way, you'll make a way. Now, we just trust in you and rest in you. We refuse any worry. We refuse any frustration or striving. We refuse any confusion, for we know that you are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega. We are committed unto you, and you're committed unto us. And in Jesus' name, Father, we just thank you that it's good to trust in the Lord. In Jesus' name, we give our thanks. Amen. Amen. James, would you come, please, and just lead us in a closing hymn. That's what it means to be touched by Jesus, to be made whole. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't forget the service this evening at 10 o'clock now, not at 7. Come at 10 o'clock for worship and for praise and for prayer. Everybody welcome. Come and bring some friends tonight. Let us give thanks to God. Father, we give you thanks for this wonderful day. We thank you, Lord, for just the privilege of praising you and worshiping you. We thank you for the songs of praise. But most of all, our Father, we thank you for the touch of the Lord Jesus Christ, that when he touches us, he makes us whole. Hallelujah. Whole to praise you and whole to serve you. And now, our Father, it's our desire this week, as we're apart from one another, but as we are in the world, that you'll give us opportunities to serve you and to minister to those that are broken and in need and hurting. Give us opportunities, Father, and then give us the word and the wherewithal to minister. For we desire to do it in your Son's blessed name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be dismissed in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.